An international tribunal has rejected China's claims in the South China Sea. The panel of legal experts in The Hague said that China has no historic title over the waters and that it has breached the sovereign rights of the Philippines with its actions there. China, which had boycotted the hearings at the Permanent Court of Arbitration at The Hague, has rejected the ruling.
We actually don't recognize it, and we didn't even recognize it from the very beginning, nor will we accept it. So we will have nothing to do with this so-called illegal arbitration court case, which might create any sort of legal meaning or relevant court order. And we will not accept whatever so-called documents they provide, whatever they may be.
Meanwhile, the Philippines, which brought the arbitration case against China, has welcomed the ruling. Foreign Secretary Perfecto Iese said the decision upheld international law, particularly the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea. China claims that nearly all of the strategically vital sea, even waters approaching the coast of the Philippines and other Southeast Asian nations. An estimated $5 trillion in global trade passes through the waters each year. The region is also home to rich fishing stocks and a potential wealth of oil, gas, and other resources. Ramatanu Ometra is editor of Asia News Desk from the Executive Intelligence Review, who joins us from Washington. So maybe it's a good idea, if you can, please inform us how this got to this point. Why did the Philippines make the move at the ICC? How did the tensions actually come about between the Philippines and China before we get to the effects of the ruling?
Well, in January of 2013, Philippines filed a complaint that China took control of a reef that is known as the Scarborough Shoal. That's about 340 miles from the Philippines coast. Now, this was done under President Benny Aquino Jr., and this was at the behest of the United States. There is no question about it. And Philippines also at that time went further, saying that it went to the tribunal to reject China's claim to sovereignty over waters within the Nine Dash Line, that is in the South China Seas, 90% of South China Sea, that is. But the point is that this was done at the time when there was a different president who was definitely very close to Washington. Now we have in the Philippines a president, Rodrigo Duterte, who understands the problem, because this is a problem that cannot be resolved through United Nations Convention of Law of the Sea. This is making a territorial claim which is beyond UNCLOS. You are talking about a maritime dispute which is also beyond UNCLOS. UNCLOS talks about resolving everything, all the disputes, peacefully. Now, Duterte has said, and I am also saying that Prefecto Iese, who was is the foreign secretary, told AFP as late as July 8 that as soon as the tribunal comes out, Philippine president will have direct talk with China, and Philippines will work towards resolving the problem on the natural gas exploration along with China and the fishing rights and all the other things. So it is definitely an attempt to undermine China's sovereignty over the South China Sea by blocking off the 90% of it, which is the Nine Dash Line. There is no easy solution to this problem, but the problem is, I think, has been increased by this previous Filipino president's going to the tribunal, is because there exists a China and ASEAN member states in 2002. There was a declaration on the conduct of parties in the South China Sea called DOC to resolve the relevant disputes through negotiation by states directly concerned. So that is the only way at this point in time that should be done. China is saying it all the time. Why go to the international tribunal where the basic interest is to undermine the Chinese interest?
Thank you for that. We appreciate it. Arman Tana Mitra, editor at the Asia News Desk from the Executive Intelligence Review from Washington.